Church, Christ-centered, transforming lives.
This is a story of a man whose life has become a pillar in the body of Christ. A man tried, tested, and trusted, who has carried the fire of the gospel for over four decades. Born in Paris, Free State, Reverend Ananias Tibello Ralegolela, affectionately known as Prophet Ralegolela, answered the call of ministry in 1978. From that moment, he has proclaimed the gospel with unwavering passion, bringing revival and transformation across South Africa, Lesotho, Botswana, and over 80 nations around the world. He is the founder of Gospel Fire Evangelistic Ministries and Gospel Fire Family Church, and a visionary behind the T.A. Ralegolela Foundation, a beacon of hope to the poor and brokenhearted, a mentor to many and spiritual father to generations. His voice has echoed through tents, stadiums, radios, television, and social media, calling multitudes to repentance and restoration through Jesus Christ. In April 2001, one of those impacted by his crusade was our very own senior pastor evangelist E.M. Popela, who gave his life to Christ at a crusade hosted by the very man of God. He is also a prolific author of five life-changing books, including Retlophela, Faith for the Midnight Hour, The Story Behind the Glory, The Final Hour, The Art of Spiritual Warfare, and Evangelism in the Last Days. Today at Gathering of Eagles, we are honored and privileged to welcome a general in the faith, a voice for our generation, a father, an evangelist, and a kingdom giant. Eagles Church, with honor and great expectation, please help us welcome Prophet T.A. Ralegolela.
Come on, put your hands together and welcome the prophet of God, Kuzoba Mnanzi.
Praise the Lord, 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 praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father God, you are God. From eternity to eternity, thou art the same. Thou change not, O God. Modimo, ore kgobokantse, gobane o na le sepheo le morero wa hore re utlwe voice ya hao. Ke a kopa ntate, bless us in Jesus name, amen. A re shapele morena Jesu Kriste matsogo. We may take our seat in the holy presence of God. What a great and wonderful privilege to minister again in this great conference, great ministry. Muruti Popela, Le Me Popela, the leaders of the Eagles, I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. And greeting also our Father, the father of this church. Amen. And greetings also all the pastors, men of God who are here. Baba nkaba bitsa ka mabitso ba tshoa jwale ke tshaba gore tla ra ke bitsa mabitso a lona le be le re go di palana ke a prophet. Anti ake prophet vela ke a letseba. Ntate Moruti Twala, man of God, we appreciate to see you, great man of God. thank you for coming today so that you I can steal some of the anointing in you. Tomorrow when you preach, I will be stealing from you also. And we thank God for people like this great man of God, pastors, men and women of God, prophets, to name them. So we thank God for South Africa. Or Kara, South Africa, we have giants. Now I'm proud. I don't worry about other people. I'm proud of South Africa. And I thank God that I met God in South Africa. And I have a big heart for my country. You know, nowadays my heart is swelling. Yarurua, when I look at the people who must come to the kingdom of God. Iruruiswa, the souls of men who must come to the kingdom of God. I feel like 46 years ago, 47 years ago, when I was crying, when I see a sinner, I feel the same way. And I ask God, how? At this time, when you were supposed to say, I will serve you, well done, my servant. Kulunkulu said, no, you must preach the gospel. So I'm not standing here just to come and just enjoy. I'm coming to preach. And I need somebody to be saved. I need somebody to hear God. The journey is still too long. Thank you so much. And I don't have a problem because this house is the house of an evangelist, an apostle, who loves souls more than anything. Muruti Twala, Gibale is Nwati. I think there are no 11 or 12. But God said to me, the beginning of the year, he said, this year is a year of harvest. How? Gulungulu, we saw the harvest how many years are. If you don't want to confess it, you'll never see it. I started to preach and make an altar call where even when people are five, I make an altar call. I don't care. I do altar call even to five people. I've been preaching for over in 2000 we were preaching to 1.6 million. But I don't have a problem of preaching to five people and make an altar call. If one can respond, nowadays I need, if to have a child of 12 years old come to the altar call, I praise the Lord the whole night. Because I know that now I'm no more just preaching, but I'm investing to the next generation of people. I know God is busy with the next generation. And the Lord said to me as I was going, the burden is becoming so strong, Muruti. So strong. So strong. One night I couldn't preach. I said, but Lord, what is happening? The Lord said, no, you know why? You are preaching great messages to the people, but the people don't have the foundations. The people that are getting saved today, they can't even testify about to other people to be saved. Because they get stuff that is too high to process after they get saved. God said, go down and pick up my sheep, so that you talk to my sheep and also talk to my giraffe. Because a giraffe can eat the tree on the top. But a sheep must kneel down to drink water. And I wrote a very simple book. Very simple book, Mfundisi. And my first time I wrote a book in Zulu. Njengoba uzelwe kabusha. Ngikethile njengoba uzelwe kabusha. So that's my book. Njengoba uzelwe kabusha. 15 chapters, small chapters. But now, what is happening? Njengoba uzelwe kabusha. I realize when I met people that they don't know what even mawukhuluma ngomuntu wangaphakathi uthi. Because they only hear it on the YouTube. The inner man, they don't even know who's that inner man. Ngoba they abazi nokuthi ukuzalwa kabusha yini. Bathole ivangeli phezulu. Balthatha phezulu. And that's why we can't have people who are preaching to other people. This is a book. Very simple. You can read it in a taxi ride, but I can't. And my message is very short. I'm not in a hurry. Limpiti tsentsel tsewa gore ke motho wa mogolo. No, you can't expect me to be young, no. And happy. I wrote the same book. Jwale house o tswetse la bobedi. Ho pholoswa, ho tlatswa le ho fodiswa. I realize hore even tswalo ya bobedi ha re tsebi hore na ke. You know what is happening now? Ha motho a pholoswa no ke a mokolobetsa same time. Nna ke a kolobetsa. Ha ke qeta mokolobetsa ke re bala buka ena, ko fa buka ena ke katisimane ya hao. O e bala o e keta, ha o na ntho o sa utlwiseng o foune. Moruti e, from last week until today, ka molaetsa o one re kolobeditse 50, re kolobeditse 60 people. One message, or 50 people, one message, and then ka Easter, ka on Sunday, one message, re kolobeditse, ha re bui ka bapholiswe, re kolobeditse 9 people. There were 2 days, close to 60 people. And they are already students, but in a class of the things. I've not written this as a revelation, but I wrote this as experience, how I got saved. You know, the very same thing that Pastor Popela said, I wrote just like that. How I got saved, and Jesus came into my life. I was baptized in the Holy Spirit. I was leaping on the street because I didn't know anybody. That's what people want to hear. And the same book, the original that I wrote is Now That You Are Born Again. 3 languages within 1 month. This book. In fact, I don't sell them. I'm praying that people will sponsor this book, that we give every sinner. They must have this book. But for now, to raise funds, I asked somebody, "Ya pulusitswe akalo balabu chaorana, what's this?" You know, I gave some people in my church, banal 20 years ba puluso, atsa kona go tlisa ngo puluso. You'll get this book, and then I might not have enough because they took all what we have during the East. But don't worry, Mruti Popela, he will tell you what to do. This is not, I can't waste time for this. I'll tell you. Because he has now a direct connection with us in the office. And there is also an evangelist. He can explain more than what I think, how I explain. Baratua baratia mreneng. Hiketile ka papatso. This was just a commercial break. Now we go back to the days of our lives. Like sons in the hourglass. So are the days of what? So we are just going to share a little bit. I'm very excited about this church that I know how it started from a little small tents. And this great evangelist. And one of the things, you know, people think that if you call somebody an evangelist, wamuteula. Irekele blele baruti. Baruti, well baruti, well. House mugutu skababa melo, kwa letfe. Kara five-fold ministry. We have false pastors. False teachers, false prophets, false teachers, but there's no false evangelist. That's why I'm safe to be an evangelist. Do you know why you don't have a false evangelist? Because evangelism, you can't fake the connection of men to God. You can't fake it. You can't buy somebody to be saved. It must be genuine. If it's not genuine, he will not connect with God. If you want to be false, you rather choose these four ministers. And you must know that you are speaking to the prophet of God here. Yeah? I know there are false prophets. But when I see that there are too much false prophets, I go back to my place. I'm an evangelist. No. Evangelist doesn't struggle to have a verse to preach because every verse it speaks about God's love and Jesus and sinners. But today I will speak to you as a father and also an exhorter to the Church of Jesus Christ. A gathering of eagles. It's a sign of, actually, a gathering of eagles is a theme for war, not for pleasure. When you speak about eagle, you don't speak about entertainment. Because gathering of eagles is a movement of war. Even in the Bible, when God was talking about Israel, how it will be brought back from Russia and other parts of the north back to Israel. He said, through the wings of the eagle, I will bring my sons back to their places. Eagle is not a very friendly animal in the universe. I was checking yesterday in the morning. I saw it on the TikTok. The eagle chasing a tiger or something like a leopard. It grabbed it here. It started to. I saw a helpless animal just doing that. And it doesn't do anything, just flying. When it was in the sky, it reached a place where there's no oxygen. and the big animals was choked and died. And the eagle came back and just to eat. Doesn't kill. Take it to the atmosphere where it's choked. Terrible animal. Terrible animal. Terrible, terrible. I attended a conference in Florida in the 90s where they were making an offering. This offering was called Eagle Wings. Those who are familiar to America, they will know that ministry. Then I wanted to know why Eagle Wings. Or they said, we are sponsoring the scattered Israel to be taken back to Israel. But they are seeing with the eagle wings. I realized that often, even an aeroplane during the time of Jeremiah, they didn't know aeroplane, but when they saw eagle, they saw an aeroplane. Because it is only a machine that penetrates the atmosphere and sit on the sky where there is no oxygen and create the oxygen for the people inside. They said it's the wings of an eagle. And I realized that an eagle is a bird of war. It's a bird that target to eat what is eating others. It's not happy to eat what other birds are eating. It wants to eat dangerous animals. I realized that an eagle doesn't sit down and hunt on the ground. It hunts on the atmosphere. When we talk about the gathering of eagles, in the book of Luke it says, when it talks about Jesus, they talk about Jesus coming, he said, where is this thing happen? Will happen. He said, where the eagles will gather, there's going to be a body there. And spiritually, God is gathering the eagles together. They are gathering together with a spirit of war to receive Christ into this world. The coming of the Lord is not going to be mild. It's going to be too hot for the world to contain the church. If the people look around today, they see the church as a lukewarm, dying church. We are just in the preparation. The church is going to take over every sphere of life. In fact, if people had power, they could have chased us away. The manner in which the church will come in not a long time, the church will cover the earth as the water cover the sea. And they cannot tolerate us anymore. It will be like the son is Isaac when he was with Elimelech. When he was prospering to a certain degree, the king said, go away. We can't contain you. You are too powerful to be contained. As long as the world contains us now, it's not a time for us to go. The time is coming when the world will wish we can be out because they can't. Everything that they touch, they find our names on it. Maybe I'm prophesying, I don't know. But I'm looking for a days when every good things will be found in the church. The Bible says the desire of nations shall come into my house. They will move from one city to another, seeking the church. Because the church will be a solution of humanity, not a faith-based organization anymore. When there is a situation, how nale parela e akileng batho e hloka tharollo e rarahane e qakile kereke e tlatla ka tharollo. They will say, call the church, because this one nobody can be able to help. Ramso ke prasha kalwa. If you see us today, just say, we are the church in preparation. Never love somebody who's in preparation. Because when he finish, you'll be under the person you were loving to. This is a gathering of eagles conference. It is a breeding kennel. We pray that people who are born in this church, they will be aggressive. They are not going to go for the average. They are not going to go for the normal. They are not going to fly where other birds are flying. They are going to fly where there is no more force of gravity. When other things are being pulled by the gravity, they will be above the force of gravity and spread their wings and enjoy the creation of God. They will ride upon the planet. They will rule the planet. They shall fulfill the mandate in the book of Genesis. Go and have dominion over the works of my hands. Have dominion and replenish the earth and multiply in whatever you do. The church will have dominion over the works. Like the question in the book of Psalms, what is a man that you are mindful of him? You made him little lower than Elohim, and you entrusted the whole works of your hands in him. What is this? What is a man? What is this? This thing is a man, but you give him dominion over the creation. Do you know that why there are wars, there are chaos all over the world? Why there is cosmic troubles in our world? I said to the people, the creation is groaning eagerly for the manifestation of the church and the sons to stand and have dominion. You can't blame Russia. You can't blame any country or blame. No. The church has the answer even for the things that you never thought. To have dominion over the works of man, the works of God. But we need to transform. We need to transform. I think you have seen that book that I've written. It has got a cocoon. It has got a butterfly. We've got to allow metamorphosis in our lives. We've got to move from the cocoon to be butterflies flying with butter. If you don't know English, there must be a metamorphosis. We can't sit in the church and never change from one stage to another. My God,
We've got to move from being a chicken to an eagle. We've got to be aggressive like an eagle. And fly high and look down on earth. As Adam was put in the Garden of Eden to tend the garden, to look to the garden and see the works and make sure that things are smooth, it's only an eagle that can go above and look at the creation of God. No, nothing living above the eagle. That's where we need to be as the Church of Jesus Christ. And we are heading to that place as the Church. It's not by mistake that we are here tonight. Eagles of God. Mandorokoshinaraba. We are getting there, Murutitwa. In the book of Isaiah chapter number 40. The book of Isaiah number 40. I want to start from verse number 28 and listen carefully to the reading of the word. Remember, this book of Isaiah has got two divisions. First division is pre-exilic, before the exile. And another part was a part when now God was using prophets to talk about Israel, how Israel is going to be living in victory. From 40 is victory. From 1 to 39, it's terrible. Wars. But from 40, it's now beginning to talk about the victory of Israel over the nations. That's victory of the Church. But when he closed number 40, he closed by telling us who is God. To the people who were in exile for 40 years, slavery, torture, troubles, cry, the longing for the temple. But now, listen for this last verse. Because every evil thing has a last verse. There's a last verse of every tears. Last verse of every trouble. From chapter 1 to chapter 39. Wars and tears and cries. But 40 starts to talk about the future glory of Israel. But it starts by, because the nation saw Nebuchadnezzar, the cruelty of Nebuchadnezzar. Baboni Nebuchadnezzar achwata tempele, ehuitsenye ke bachwata. Baboni Nebuchadnezzar capturing the cups. Baboni ba profita ba hakwemi laling ba hulanywa to Egypt, to Babylon. Those who they thought, no, uchore mudimu hasa ufeleche. Because mpening irit epawri imatla haina matla. Now God is reminding the people about the God whom they serve, and the people. What shall the people be after they have known who is God? He says, verse number 9, verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. Longulungululo. Agakatal. noma thina sesikhathele nakakhathana. Oh, thank you, Jesus. His understanding is unsearchable. Those who are searching this God is unsearchable. His understanding unsearchable. Now, verse 29. Sizwile ngonkulunkulu. But unkulunkulu is not sitting at the corner watching us when we fail and die. It says, he gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But there's just that word change. The falling of the mighty. The falling of those who possess powers and authority in this world. They will one day fall down. Those that we are afraid of in this world, we regard them as the one who controls our lives. They will one day lose their power and fall. Those who are high, balejoloka midingwana, they will one day bow down and ask mercy. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall. Okay. Now walk with me, please. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. These are three categories of people who are walking with God in the closing hour of time. There are some who are mounting. There are some who are running. But there are some who are walking. But together, they will conquer the world. You are not just running. You are mounting. Against all odds. And that's the time when you need the power of eagle. They say an aeroplane uses more fuel when it takes off. Some of the jumbo jets or Panasonic, when they move, when they reach on the top, they will have to open up and difukutse the petrol. Not too much. Because petrol, we needed this fuel to mount. But when we are up there, we climb on the momentum of the Holy Spirit. We don't need to work hard. And I'm telling you, the church is coming to the place where we are not going to work hard, because we'll be flying on the atmosphere and enjoying the presence and the of the Holy Spirit. My God. The devil was laughing at us when we were struggling to mount. But God has already set an example. Like they shall mount up. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Then it's a question. How does the eagle mount up? Because the eagle does not climb the mountain. But the way the eagle is taking off, it's like somebody climbing mountain. Because there are waves here on the atmosphere. The eagle, before it can lift and go up, it must start to study the different waves, currents, storms. It must study the storms. Because it cannot take off in a normal situation. And again, it must look for the right direction before it can mount up. Sometimes, let me tell you, even an aeroplane, they must check the wind when they take off. Why? Because when something is mounting up, it must face the wind with the aerodynamic shape. Aerodynamic shape. The shape that is made to penetrate the storms. Oh my God. We are not just Abba Salwadi. Our lives are aerodynamic. We are created to penetrate storms. When we see storms, we don't cry. Because when we see storms, we see our time to take off and to penetrate. You see, you know, an aeroplane, an eagle, they all have a sharp point. And the body comes like this. And the wings are so big. 747. And there is a tail that controls. An eagle will wait for storm. When the storms come, when the storm becomes terrible, it says, now is the time for me to take off. Suddenly, the eagle will do this. This. The same storm. What? It was a. When it leaves the place, it will enter into the storm with the shape that penetrates. And it will say, one, two, three, four. Now, that time, it's not yet soaring. It's mounting. It's climbing a mountain. And it will reach on the other side of the storm, where the cloud comes under the lid, where the storms ended, and it's only the blue sky, and it will stretch the wings and begin to enjoy riding on top of the troubles of this world, enjoying to be higher than anything. Where the eagles is soaring, there's no more danger, because no animal can survive. You know, Basalwani, some of the problems it's in Atalunata one on one. Lakunes mbungulu kona, lakuna matiks, lakuna mapela kona, lakuna ma spiritual husband kona. But we've got to fly to the place where there is no more dangerous things. They are dangerous things, but all the dangerous things, they are under our feet. Shamrako. Shimraza. You know what? They say that an eagle, sometimes when it's on the mountain, for a few days, maybe trying to heal from something, You know a tick? The boss lazy. The ticks will come and for the first time trying to suck the blood of a tick. And now this great eagle, the mouth is so sharp that it cannot even scratch itself. Hey, Bazaran, mulomo wa yona ha o khone ho ingwaya. Because ha ka ingwaya e tla itematsa. Hona le nako tse di re ingwaya re be re itematsa. Rrrr, tlosa dinthonyana tse nyane o thola hore re a itematsa. Wena o itematsa ka anointing ya hao o lelekisa batho ba o sebileng. Batho ba o seba o ba lelekisa ka anointing. You cause somebody to die. Why? It's not the type of your battle. No. You are not supposed to fight there. O tshwana le di-boxera tsena. O tshwana le Mike Tyson le the late Baby Jake Matlala. Ha ba ka kena ring le ha e ka ra ba kena Mike Tyson are one idea Baby Jake, it's not a win because they are not on the same weight. If you fight a small thing, your win is not counted. Because it was not of your weight. You were fighting a flyweight when you were a heavyweight. Oh, we're not. No. It's not counted because it was not your weight. Now, but this is what the eagle will do. It will say, I've got a lot of ticks. Bayangleba. Bakulumangam. Bafunugu ibulalentoyam. Bafunang susa mehwam kunkulungu. Bekananeliz in pezinglayo. Bafunang yekele ukobolwam. Gisebenz ukobolwam to protect him izintwala emzimbeni. I'm not going to do that. The anointing is too powerful to fight the ticks. It's too much to scratch where it's itching. I've got to use the anointing for the size of the trouble that are created for. And they say the eagle will do the same thing. Chup, chup. When it goes up, the ticks will also enjoy and say, ha ha, we are on the air. We are eating him on the air. But they don't know there is a level where the ticks are going to be choked by the atmosphere because they can't breathe anymore and they fall without being touched by anybody. Let me tell you, as we mount like eagles, some of the things need that atmosphere to fall from our bodies, to fall from our life, to fall from our spirit, to fall from our ministry. Sometimes we don't need one-on-one. We just need to fly, mount high. If you say tomorrow Murutu will be having one-on-one, there's going to be a queue to that second street. Because people are lazy to mount to the place where ticks must fall down. Oh, hallelujah. But those. Who are those? Who are those? Those are that. Those are this. Who are those? Those are this. Those. The first thing that I want to stand a little bit on them is those. The Bible says there will be troubles. There will be things happening to the people. Some will fall. Some will get tired. Some will leave faith. Some will go into wrong teachings. Some will join cults. Some will say Jesus cannot save. But those, I want to be part of those. Those, yeah. Riakushinda Rabot. Those who are those. Who are those? Those. 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 Who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall. These are those who shall renew their strength. Any time of danger, there will be renewal in their lives. When the devil throw any kind of calamity, automatically they will renew their strength. They shall renew their strength. Like eagle, they shall renew their strength. They shall fear nothing.
Yeah.
The Bible, they shall renew. You don't go to America with passport that expired. It must be renewed. There are people who have passports of being used by God, but it has expired. There are people who are anointed, but they have expired because they are not willing to renew the anointing. And the anointing is not renewed in the lekker places. It's not renewed in lekker Fridays. It's renewed when you enter the storms and penetrate the storms. Go to the uncomfort areas and conquer territories of this world. When you are not afraid to face the new devils, the unconquered demons of the territories, that's when the anointing is renewed. When they crossed the river Jordan, the sons of Reuben, the Reubenites and the Gadites came to Moses and say, do not allow us to cross this river. The grass here, the pastures are green and good for our cattle. Don't allow us to cry. Moshe was angry, said, your sin will find you out. What do I call these people? It is a tribe that refuse the new territories. It is the tribe that is afraid to venture into the unknown. They want to sit in the place of yesterday. They want the place that has been conquered. They want to enjoy the conquered areas. They don't want to pioneer with their feet. They don't want to enter into Canaan and start fighting the new devils, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Amorites, and the seven nations of on the other side of the river Jordan. They want to sit where they used to eat manna and drink from the rock, but afraid of the new territories. But how about the territory thing?
Wabona when you preach on this platform.
La o karara mo ra ubita no. Wa emmo. Wa rera o rerelle. Ha iso be territory ya. It's a conquered territory. Somewhere it's a yellow strat in Clermont. How can you put up to a pulpit here? Utla ujweta robetika toko utzila. Utla ujweta achwa to Hongkong. Utla ujweta Allah. Utla ujweta huwelo kitende. Utla ujweta matimona hane ngutwa. But through it all, God was preparing to enter the new territories that was not conquered for his life. But when I stand mom came into a place saying it's huge. Shumale India. In the middle of in a polytheism country. Sometimes Kara stadiums are 50,000. Utole Apollo light ilebon Ricky Bueka language ya mochos. Why bon Apollo light? Utole mudimu yale kanande Apollo light. Anishebiye che stage. Satan abadbo. So ya haile le kanale screen si. Naki eme mautunge rarala 50,000. And I said to the guy that we were preaching together from South Africa. I said, can you see that God? I said, Hemon. Today we are going to call the blind people, the crippled, the lame, the deaf. We said, come the blind, come the deaf, bring the crippled people. When they came that day, hands was not laid upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus. And the people stood up. They ran standing on the pulpit. When they were standing on the pulpit, the devil said, what's this? I said, devil, I said, God, what is happening? God said, look at that face. I saw that face was a monkey. And the Lord said, look at his feet. I realized he did not have feet except the bald and nuts. That screw him on the concrete. The Lord said, can you be afraid of the God with a bald and nut, with a monkey's face? He's not like Jesus. The Bible says when Jesus was on the cross, they break the legs of the thief. They break another thief. When they came to Jesus, they say, this one, I can't get a rojo mouth because a crippled Jesus will never reach South Africa. A crippled Jesus will never reach the world. A crippled Jesus will never cause the blind to see. Let me tell you what happened that day. We got into our bus, small mini bus, to our hotel. When we got into our mini bus, suddenly a crowd came, whoop, and they took our car, put it on their shoulder, and they walked with our car. We were crying with my brother from South Africa. We thought we were dying. We said, maybe that God is punishing us. And I said, God, oh, were there no tombs in South Africa where we could have been buried? The Lord said, you are not dying. You are alive before, like before. More than before. Then I asked the person, because he was also like them, brother, are we dying? He said, no. When these people do this, it's because your God has done what is above their gods. In other words, they are venerating your gods. So because they don't see their gods, they think you are that god. I'm teaching you how to minister in the unconquered areas of this world to the people who don't know Jesus, who believe in every God who has a power. We were 12 o'clock, we were sitting, we did not want to eat. But let me tell you, there was a shout on the streets that the Jesus of that stadium is greater than all the gods. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew. Renew a passport. Renew anointing. You don't come with the old stinking anointing. You need a fresh manna today. You need a fresh move of God upon your life today. You need a fresh prayer. Pray until prayer pray through you. I told Omahala lento. You work for it. And Baba, there's no place in the world where you say no senkati. Every morning, ha ke ne ke phuluswa, ke phulusitse itse ha ke bi, ha ke ne ke bitswa ke modimo, ke rapela ka 1978. Ka utlwa le ntshi le tswa le hodimong le re. Aisha. Ka lutlwa mo le fella. Dzeleri. Ka utlwa voice ring. Ke me hauhelo ya Jehova. Entse ngoroske wa timela. Hobane mo hauwa ka haufeli. It's new every morning. When I stood up from that place, these words, it's new every morning. You don't walk with the experience of 20 years back. Uzolima zosatan wanamhlanje. Uzolima zosatan wanamhlanje. You've got to renew your strength like an eagle. Yara baba shulabana. Those that who have those, but those who wait. Uma kukona is vungu vungu. Don't panic. Wait upon the Lord. We were leaving this OR to another place. And the turbulence were too much on the sky. And I was quiet because why should I start to be scared when the pilot is silent? Ukalelani kuthule upilot. The pilot have never said anything. Wena ukalelani. The pilot is silent. Uma uJesu ethulile, the reason and sign silent.
When we were somewhere,
the captain said, ladies and gentlemen, I wish I could talk that English. It's only found in the aeroplane. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Captain Tiro speaking right now. Let everybody fasten his safety belt. But however, we are heading to the east, and then we will quickly turn a little bit to the east, to the north, and relax, enjoy the flight. And in the middle of the waves, relax and enjoy the flight.
Relax and enjoy the flight. There is no danger in this. There is a storm, but there's no danger. The captain says, Kwanagugubi, hey, kushubile baba, kota kunangos.
Relax, enjoy the flight. There's no danger. Sizofika ngale. We land safe. Kusho lo oyiphet. Lamonde reboya kasaye. Sizofika la siya khona. If you know that your life needs renewal, you see, why do we have gathering of eagles? We are coming to renew our strength. Renew your strength, eagles of God. You have come to renew your strength. After the conference, Utabore, after today, my life. Whoa, 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 whoa. Sometimes Baba no more and nothing I began to cool and jing our twa. Hey, we are cool to Alamatot. Hello, Malum Blum Bishop, we are cool. So, men's an inning bishop, and I'm getting us. After today, my life
will never,
never, never, never, never, never, never, never, never, never, never,
never, never.
There is a storm. There are turbulence. But sit back. Relax. There's no danger. What is tomorrow? Tomorrow is Saturday. My life will never be the same again. This year is 2025. Come 2026, my life will never be the same again. Because greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. The one who controls the waves, controls the storms, controls every situation is right inside of me.
those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You receive power, but it must be renewed. Shabona. It's not renewed by preaching on the pulpit. But the things that you are facing. Listen carefully. Faith cometh by hearing. But it doesn't grow. It doesn't say it grows by hearing. It comes. Bazalwane, forgive me. Faith cometh by hearing. But it grows by the things that you conquered in front of you. Bonke abo satani obabulalayo. They are the ones that tells. Hey, how many devils you have killed? How many Goliaths you have killed? Listen to Paul. I want you to know, all you Philippians, if it was not because of the things that befell me, I could not have been preaching in the palaces. These things happened to me so that. Everybody say so that. There are things that are coming so that. There are tears of so that. You cry. God allows those tears so that. When a mama, when I'm housing, Totana the kid so that. What else are fit? I'm all fitting. Unokoba rera morera. Everybody say so that. He said, I was a forgotten anointed man who was anointed and he was forgotten on the backside of the desert. But I never gave up. The bear came. I fought with the bear. I rescued the lamb. Another incident that I remember. A lion attacked me to take my life. I killed that lion and I continue with my sheep. He said, I don't come here with what I've heard only. You know, Fagas. Ukuthi lento iyasebenza le. Iyasebenza lento. Ngibone ngamehlo wami, ngibone empilweni yami, ingisebenzele, izokusebenzela. Inamandla lento. And he start to talk to the problem. Goliath, you come with a spear and javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord whom you have defied. And he stopped talking to Goliath. He said, you birds of heaven, the ravens that like to eat dead bodies, I invite you to lunch. Here is a big lunch in front of you. There is a big lunch. It's alive in front of you. It's a fresh one. I'm not going to give you into a pegwezo. Ebulalwezo. I'm going to give you into a... Inglalele lemkukule.
inglalele hozanina. You can so mara calm down manje nizohla isaphila lento isa yangizwa lento mara nina sondela. Suddenly there was a cloud of birds that comes upon a living person ready to eat. But the guy was saying, who are you? He said, no, stop asking. I'm talking to the birds now. Come. What's that news over? Ndatepope. Whatever Saul and now nanza ringa pilu. I know faith. I know Abraham. I know Isaac. I know Jacob. I know Joseph. Whose son is this? Wabona ma uyenza into engazange yenze umuntu. Sifuna ukuthi ubabakho bani. Sifuna ubabakho. Sifuna ukubona ihlo. Sibonisa ihlo. Sifuna ukubona ihlo. Ay, sifuna ukubona ihlo. Ngithi le nto ayikhulumile ukuthi into engaka ime phambi kwakho. Wena ukhuluma nenyoni zezulu ukuthi iyafa ozanizodla. Yona ithi iyalwa kodwa nithi iyafa. Mamela mona, ntho eo ya o tshwereng iyashwa. Ha ke bua tjeba ke re iyashwa. Iyashwa. La o ka ba wa e utlwa, la e ka ba wa e bona, iyashwa. La e ka ba ke le dimona, le iyashwa. I declare it. It's time. I make a cancer, it will soak with Yahshua. I make a sugar diabetes, I make a high blood. I declare in the name of Jesus, he's dying now, he's dying now, he's dying now. Yahshua. Yahshua, Skatua Yahshua, Yahshua Yahshua, Skatua Yahshua. Why you can pay near your Shapawa? Kia prophet, Irim prophet, Yahshua. Yahshua! 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 This are those who are these? These are those who conquer the bear and the lion on the backside when their anointing was not appreciated. I ask you, sit on your backside of the desert. There is a problem that will appreciate you. There's a problem. There's a problem that will appreciate you, that will appreciate your anointing, that will set a platform. There are some devils who are a platform setter. There are temptations, there are problems who come to your life as a platform setter for your next generation. If you stand on that problem, the whole world, the whole world will know that I'm doing a transgenerational thing. I'm creating a platform for the next generation. And it happened on the problem that is uncommon. When you conquer uncommon problem, you receive uncommon favor. Uncommon favor. Please touch your somebody on the shoulder, say, uncommon favor is in this house. Uncommon favor is in this house. She and the rabbi. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I want tonight everybody to check your passport. Is it still valid? Let me check my license. At least still valid. You can have it, but you find it's not valid. Isha waistcoat is a pocket in the lap. Kenya, the class of Sheba expiry date. Because he expire like a pokoto. He expire unto rera, unto shumaela. He expire unto profita. Upwe kadi tang simara expiry. But they, those who trust, who wait upon the Lord, shall renew. I think the church must renew their documents in this conference. For this, we have come to renew our documents. Our licenses must be renewed. Also, our passport must be renewed. Everything must be renewed. But I say, our spiritual life in Jesus must be renewed. I must not live with the experience of 30 years. Are you still saved today? Go back. Is lingo salem salom shlaba can expire your faith to God. Utolo ma ushumayela uso complain ngayo yonke into. Complain ngabefundisi abakulimazile. Complain ngabazalwana abazange bakunakekele. Ufana nenja ebizwa ukuthi Wachter. Lenja ebizwa ukuthi Wachter used to chase the thieves. Mara when it got old. Yaphuma ilonda la zokuguga. And but yayivuka ekuseni and lick the wounds. Licking the wounds from the foot to the thigh. And as time goes, the thief will pass the street. There's no barking of the dog. Because it's focusing on the wounds. This one, guy tola it eratanda. La papang limazanze fosloras. Lenda bengse sekunda. Lena ngalimazwa ngise conference ene befundisa. Ngalimazwa umkami. Umkami. Angazi ukuthi izo sizule. Akuseke ukwenza amadla umka. Ngalimbe nobelonge ngisebenza uNkulunkulu. Ishosha bezahamba. Impuputhe besibona. Ngalimazwa umkami. But I say, after today, why? We are coming to renew our strength. Now, my son, Paul, hey, when he was, were you 2 years, when you were, we were at, were you around 2 years, 3 years, somewhere there, in the crusade. You know what happened? When I was preaching in the 90s, I think 91, one of my biggest crusades in Sebokeng, where I come from, well, we stopped at the war. The ANC, Ilwa Nenkata, Freedom Party, Ilwa Street People, Ilwa Apla, Kuhlangane Apla, Kuhlangane Mkondo, Imikondo Nebo Apla, Kugcwele Ibhamu, everybody kudutshulwa abantu emlindelweni, lafika itent. Abanye babeza ngesibhambazo ngidubula. Ithi makathi, athi ahambe ngamadolo. Athi ngisindiseni, ngithi hayi, leta lesibhamu zakho. Lahlela ngaphansi kwepulpit. Abanye abefundi babaleke umabhala ahlela abantu ibhamu. Omunye wanikela ngebhamu esigcwala ithuna. Wathi ngizolekela ngethuna. Kanti la ethuneni kugcwele ikhadi. Afuna ukukutshela ukuthi sayenzani, akusiyakho nendaba. But kukhona umfana womsuthu womshweshwe. Khuluma isishweshwe lo mfana. Abanye bathi badubula intombazana bathi ulahle uJesu lo wakho asethendeni la kamshweshwe. Noma uthatha dina wathi dubulani. Ithe makamthi dubulani kwavela amadoda ayi-3 agcoke into ezimhlophe. These thoughts, they ran away into the place. Ekuseni, they came to this girl. They said, who are those people who came? 3 people. What ang babonanga mina mangele man baleka nje. The second crusade, I jump the road somewhere in the same place of Sebokeng. The first or the second, they actually tended to talk about 7,000. In the middle of the stem, this son of mine got sick. After 2 days, he was blind. I went to a doctor, he said, you are too late, you will never see. Umama sihlele ku 4 room esiqelile umzalwane. Asazi ukuthi senza njani. We don't know what to do. The doctor told us we are too late. That evening, I called one pastor. We prayed. And then I said, Pastor, after we have prayed, let's go to the crusade. Ngiyoshumayela ku 7,000. Ngashumayela njengentandane. After after preaching, I said, is there any people who are blind here? But we won. Ngathi ngam slice noma ningambeka. Ngizom slice. Noma mina A1 ngizom slice. Wabona abavangeli? Abavangeli, they are afraid to challenge one problem. Uma kune 12 yabantu abangaboni, uzothe igama lika abangaki ababonayo. Uma kubona 1 uzothi niyabona uNkulunkulu uyasebenza uyabaleka makaqini. Mara uma A1 fanele ube shoko uzomslice. Ngathi mlethe. I never complain and say Godo. Oh Godo. Why are you Godo? I will punish him, me God. You bring it blind when I have a blind. How when this boy came, he was around 25 years. I said, Lord, I don't know whether you have you heard? Do you know? Have you heard that God is an everlasting God? I said, you are not getting weary. How can I? No Martinez Catel. I will never be Vachter and lick my wound. I have a wound. But my wound is not important when I stand before you. I put my hands in the name of Jesus. Father, open these eyes. When I took off my hands, like in a twinkle of an eye, the boy jumped and he was running everywhere. Now I was scared what happened. I thought it was demons manifesting. The people who brought, they said, he became blind when he was 6 months. Until 25 years. He's running because he doesn't know anything. But when that boy was declared completely healed, I put my hand, the pain came. Kwafika uSatan. What about yours? Marka ubane ke monna wa Mosotho hape. Kabala le ba. Kabina se fe. Karulu kile ho du kile. Ulu kile ho du kile. Ulu kile ho du a blind boy. Mama usega mlalisile ngalala now. My hands was here. I thought maybe I would hold my heart not to stop. I'm happy here, but this side there is a thorn. 6 o'clock in the morning, my boy stand like this and say, Mom, when Mama look at his eyes were like a brand new eyes. He's a man now. He has children. He's a man. He has children. He has his home. Did you not hear? I'm not, if I'm doing a story because I'm old, I'm talking about a person who's here.
He has a right to say munamulo. You can't lie to your children. If unalibana, you'll never lie in front of. Wabona, if you want to know the true preacher, is the one who can preach in front of his wife and his children. But those people, you can't fool them. Because they know you for how to fit high quality. One pastor was prophesying and he announced a big prophetic service the next service. And then that next service, I decided not to go because I wanted to hear the prophecy. He never knew the wife would attend that service. Suddenly the wife came in and he announced in my presence that, Bazalwan, we postpone prophecies for the evening service. And I knew that he was going to talk to the wife to make sure he doesn't come. Because he was going to prophesy about the house number 3 at your house. Number 3. There's a white BM. Those things has been memorized as it is written. Because to be a liar, you must be genius. You must be a genius to be a liar. Because you mustn't forget. Hey! You know that the most difficult thing is to be a liar. I can repeat a story of 45 years. If it's a truth, I don't forget it. But liar lasts for 3 days like a flood. Mamelang basutu. Leshano lepela lena lifespan ya tsinzi. 3 days. But if a person can lie like that, a genius by birth. It's not anointed, he's a genius. Una skill. And una chance to say SABC alo act. I said the movie. What am I saying? I'm saying Bazalwane, you renew your strength and don't never lick your wounds like Vachter. Never focus on this problem. You've got to renew your strength for the next move of God. Every step in life needs a renewal of your spirit. Let me close by explaining the word wait. Those who wait. Se heberung manje ke concept. Wait is a concept. Ibitwa qava. To wait is to qava. Is qava in Hebrew. Which is a concept that means actively anticipating. When you wait, you are not waiting in hopelessness. You wait in a full confidence, anticipation, that faithful is he who has promised you. You trust. The Bible says, they that
can be hurricanes, storms, Katrina, Dineo, tsunami. But they shall not be moved because they trust. Job, though he slay me, I will trust. I am the clay. He is the potter. Umanqet or we manje, he can create me again. I trust. Umangibulawa huye, uzomvusa. That's why Jesus, are in your hand I give my soul. Umanginikele ukufele kuwe, uzovuka. They that wait. Wait upon God's promises. Ungasuki uma izinto zingayenzeki. But an eagle, when it gets old and fat, it loses the power to stay on top. There are times when we have a challenge to stay in top, on top. Kunesikhathi lapha siyehla khona besithu Satan esikakusu Satan khona izinto esiphelile, we are drained. In that time you don't need to blame the devil, just calm down and wait upon the mountain. Ungaye in the valley, on the mountain. Wait until, and during the process of waiting, this bird, this eagle, will stretch on the mount, on the rock with the mouth, and the mouth will come out. And it will be so painful that it will never eat. Now the process is this. During that period, the body will slim. And then on the other side, it will go again and slap the face. The things that now are closing the eyes will fall down. Then it will have to keep on closing the eyes. And during the closing of the eyes is the renewal of the sight and the vision. During the pain of the mouth is the renewal, number one, of your speech. And your body cannot eat. And it will go to another process and wait for a storm. And during that storm, it will look this way. And storms will come through the feathers. And it will take all the old feathers. And the process will be no eating, no opening your eyes when you want to open. But that eagle must stay for 133 days. And remember, an eagle lives 7 years. But when the eagle is 40, there are decisions that it must make for the next 30 years. And the first one, main one, is to come down for 133 days. To renew the strength for 30 years. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We have blamed you for too long. After 133, the old eagle of 40 years will be in a state of a youth. Young eagle. It will just cry. It will say, now I'm waiting for any storm to ride upon. I pray this conference, let it be 133 days of us. to prepare for the next 30 years to fly above the skies. And during that process, they say, the eyes will open. It will see kilometers away. And remember, the eagle is the only bird that have got two layers of eyes. It can use one layer, but when it faces the sun, it must put layers that can look directly to the sun. Where we've got to look directly to our situation with the layers of renewal and say, you devil, I'm not afraid of you. I deal with you. Waiting. Do you know the people of today, they don't want the wait, the word waiting. It is a generation of, I want it now, I want it, I want it now, I want it. I want it now, I want it. I want it now, I want it. It's a generation of today. If they pray Muruti for God to use them, they want God to use them now. They don't realize that there is a threshold. From a lemonade, a lemon to lemonade, there must be a presser. You can't be a lemonade without being pressed. A crusher. I have it in my house. I take something. Men kuzuza zonke izinkele zizolwisalela. If lento bekumuntu ibezothi eloyi lapha sabakatha. Mudimu waka untlweletse usatanina. And crusher, and it's me. Fundisi. Wazi kunesikhathi abantu bangacaba kunomfundisi ukuthi usatan. Because abayazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakrashana. Bafundiswe ukuthi sindiswa uzothola imoto. Manje uma ithatha 2 weeks ufuna imoto, hi hi. That's why nabantu abashata namhlanje they can't wait. Ufuna nivumelane manje. Acele nekeke manje. Nelkeke manje. Even if I say, wait for 2 days, we are still processing your papers. I want it now. Because people don't even want to wait for a chicken to be to grow from a chick to a real full chick. By Shange injection. 3 weeks, it's a full chicken. And do you know some of the chickens that are injected, they don't see as bone? They are blind. And as nama tambo, noma uluma itambo nje, ingathi udle inyama straw. Just waiting for a chicken to grow. The hope there in England, in Komoza corner, the shower injection, especially there was this Sitihawan. Shower injection. 1, 2, 3 months, it's full and big like this. And you can't go to be busy without having a calf. By shang is paid to go to be busy. I'm a belly a bengag. What Lengomo in Janela, England? In Genala, imagine chup, ibis. Ipumela, itolugusa, idle. Iyengapa, idle. 12 o'clock in Genefuti, chup. That is the life. And my way saba iye kupucha, ingati uli fatuku. Nyamakone ngati fatuku. The eagles must not be people by a kind of fatuku. I'm a fatuku in the engine. Nenchumayla zakona, I'm a fatuku. Shumayla fatuku. I used to pray for Abu Mababa Funabantua. I called Babo Mababa and I told Abantua. Those days, and say, Zalent, I bantua and banning it too much. Abantua. Okay. One day, another lady stood up. When of room that? I'm expecting a miracle. Ufuni miracle manje. Ufana nomuntu ofuni moto manje. Uma ngabeza abantu abafuni imoto. Mara kana garage. Akana license. Gifuna. They that wait upon the Lord. No man afiki namhlanje. No man afiki this year. I shall wait. Jobo ore kya tseba. I know that my Redeemer lives. Even if I don't see him now, I will wait until my change comes. And no, I will wait. And do you know the end of Job? Job 42. The end of Job was better than the beginning. May I prophesy you, your end shall be better than your beginning. Your end shall be better than your beginning. But you've got to wait in the on the Lord for your end to be. Who did Job? Atswala barale bade. Who no sina banaba ba tlejolo kaba Job lefatse ka ufele. I wonder if you wait, uzala izinto ezintle kundlula umhlaba wonke. I was with my son, Saint Paul, and Sammy, watching the structure. We had a meeting with the architect. I saw the church that I dreamt, the building that I dreamt, and the city that I dreamt, 1983. When I was sitting with 5 architects, they told me, do this. This is what is going to happen. I said, Lord, I wish I was at least
50 years. I wish I was 40 years. Even those figures, I'm selling pension. 5 years ago, I was retired from my church. I was sent off. I can't play games. But God said, it's not over until I see you. But I smile with my sons. You know why God gave me these things in my old age? Because I have been generational since. I don't do now. I do it for my generation. Do you know what the most people got saved when I preach? My 2000. My 2000. They get saved like never before. My 2000. Get in Gulugul. Baya pukulo madala kolo madala. Because anina makamam nandi ukumenza labantu abancane basindiswa kodwa the anointing is upon ama 2000. You know it's what I used to confess. When I was preaching, I used to say, anybody la ongangisisithi, it's because you are not of my generation. You are too old to understand. Maybe that child in your womb is the one that will understand. And as I'm preaching now, Paul can tell you, there are some mamfundis and fundis that their mothers were in my crusades ushering pregnant with the people who are now the pastors. Pregnant, and the person is old. That's what I've been praying. Generational anointing. I pray in the name of Jesus that all the eagles, the people of God, there must be transformation and metamorphosis. Move from being a chicken and become an eagle in Jesus' name today. And I pray that if you are an eagle, fly higher than the things that you are afraid of. Open the heavens and fly above. There are certain stuff in your life that will fall because of the altitude. May the altitude cause certain things to die in you. You are in the place where jealousy cannot survive. Pride cannot survive. I pray in Jesus' mighty name. Pure. And I pray that after waiting, I ask you to take off. It's time to take off. All the people of God, it's time to take off. Abonisimo sinjani. It's your time to take off. Leave the airport, please. Take off. It's your time. Leave your comfort zone. Take off. I have a take-off anointing in my hands right now. I abang zwang. Kitswere, take off anointing. Take off. I'm not going to do it. Kitswere, take off anointing. The touch that will make you to take off. Back to your destiny. The altitude. Up. Where certain things will never survive. Mandoko Maya. Mandoko Maya. I know it's heavy for me. I'll try my level best to do this. Receive. Hasha. Receive. Receive. Take off. Take off. Take off. It's a take off anointing. Take off anointing. It's a take off anointing. Take off that which God has told you about. It's time to take off. It's time to take off. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. Lord, let it be a take off night. Let it be a take off night. South Africa and Africa shall be saved.
Take off, evangelist. Take off. The sky is the limit. It's waiting for you. Take off in Jesus' name, 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 in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, 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 in Jesus' name. Ruti popela, Ruti popela. Come, 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 Ruti. I ask you to lay your hands on my shoulder here as I pray. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Oldria Kamriko Sakara, in Jesus' name, Oldrabo Kashatal, in Jesus' name, 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 in Jesus' name. Now come for this. Luna Valentin, Masetan. Who have come to the world to call those who are standing. Close your eyes. Modimwaka. Kalibitso la Jesus. I declare. Take off. Take off. Take off. Take off. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, they shall fly on the blue sky. I pray that those who are here, Lord, they shall wait and also wait for the right current. Wait for the right season and they shall fly higher. They will have double layers of eyes to look to the sky and to look directly to the sun. They will look directly to the troubles and the things that they are scared of. I pray for the waiting generation that will hear God in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Before I close, if there is one or two people in this meeting who are saying, Murutri al Khulela, I have a church, I read the Bible, but I don't have experience of Jesus in me. I want Jesus. Can you pray for me, Lord, Muruti, for me to receive Jesus? Before I hand over this microphone, you can raise your hand, just your hand, right hand, and say, pray for me, Muruti. I need experience of salvation. I know this is a conference, but you want one, one, two, three. And one or two people who say, I need Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Listen to me. I don't want to say no. Thank you, Lord. We are all saved. I just want to say to you, the last person that I want to call, there's a person here in this meeting. Akitsibore ukai bitsa hore ke matle sapo le la hai la mokokoko mo e ka ga le qhomme sapo le na la hai le motsamaisa bohloko e ka ra ka tsama a iname. Busibu, he cannot sleep. Ke mokokotlo ona. Ke kopa hore Modimo a tlo tlolla mokokotlo ona jwana. Come. Come. Ya nna ba sanga. Ora ba sanga ra bana. Tente le dikhusetsi. Ka ba dula fatshe ema ka motho. Ska dula fatshe. Ka tla o dulisa re tlo ordina. Na tsira o rapela. Ro fa take off. One, two, three. That way.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to tell you that you shall set the captives free. You shall go with the anointing that will bring people. Some, they are going to be saved by looking at you. Not a nice message, but your presence will make people, will convince sinners. There is a time in your family, in your life, I don't know when, but they will come directly and bring a person who's so sick. Don't be afraid to pray for that person. It will not be in the church. Pray for that person. And after praying that person, after that miracle, you are going to see God operating through these hands of yours in an amazing way. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Go and do the work of God. Ilba is no otrash ke matriyo ko sama. Indosele me kashundor. Elba Ostri Nomdre Sekababra. Osha. Tarajolome. Her ministry is so great, yeah? Something very great. It's not going to happen, it's happening right now. You know, there's something that's covering your head. The Lord said, I must call you Queen Esther. It was because of this time that you were sitting here. You shall save your nation. Lord.